Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Kind of a huge fashion.
to fit her own anatomy and that of her young. But basically, the nest is rather crude and rough. But then as that nest graduates toward a finish, it is said that the material becomes finer and finer and finally soft and downy like cotton. So that the little eaglets can be comfortable in the nest. But when those eaglets have grown up and ought to be out scuffling for themselves, that parent eagle push them out of the nest, take them upon her back, fly out into the blue yonder. And when they are unsuspecting, she dives from beneath them and leave them flopping their little wings, trying to stay aloft. It is said that she circles around above them and watch them while they struggle. And she knows when they have become exhausted. She knows when they can't stay aloft any longer. And when they are about to go down, she dives beneath them and catches them on her back. I think God does us like us. God does us like that sometimes. I believe that sometimes we find ourselves in the comfortable nest of circumstances, luxury or security or both, and we get so comfortable we don't bother to struggle. We are satisfied right where we are. Then God take us out. Allow some circumstances to develop to push us out of our nest of security. And then when we find ourselves, we're on our own wing. Well, have you felt like that sometimes? Sometime in prayer, you reach out and it doesn't seem that he is there. Like Job, you go out ahead and you turn to the right and to the left. And you go back over your path and it doesn't seem that he is there. Oh, he's there all right, as he's everywhere. He's above us. He's looking down on us. But he's allowing us to try our own way. I don't believe you hear me tonight. And before we really fall, why, he will come in and catch us when we are descending. I don't believe you hear me. But what I'm about to say, that, you know, preaching means nothing except just reciting Bible stories, unless you can make it relevant to life today. Now, the question is God still stirring the nest? That's what I want to ask you. Yes, he's still stirring the nest. He stirred the nest in history when we came as slaves to this country. You don't hear me. I know it was rough, and I know it was bad, and I know that we had a hard time. Oh Lord. And we feel that it was a long time. It was, according to our calendar. But you see, God doesn't work by our calendar. He works by eternity. Oh, Lord. So 400 years was just a little while with God. You don't hear me tonight. Looking back, it looked like to me it was a long time. Oh, Lord. It seemed like the night was too long. But God, it was just a minute in eternity. And my great-grandparents were slaves. But oh, look where her great-grandson stands tonight. Oh, Lord. While God has been stirring the nest. Oh, Lord. In suffering, there is redemption. Oh, Lord. Unfortunately, for us to be ourselves, we have to suffer. Unfortunately, for us to know ourselves, sometimes we have to suffer. Oh, Lord. And my great-grandparents and their parents suffered vicariously for me and for you. You don't hear me tonight. I see God stirring the nest. In labor, God stirred the nest. You don't hear me. I said in labor, when they had the labor war, and the labor struggled, oh Lord, when men were made to work from tent to tent, it was God stirring the nest. You go to the factory now. You get a guarantee of so much an hour. And you work from the humane labor conditions. Because he is a struggle. God.
Tonight, the German army using tanks and armored personnel carriers, cutting through deep floodwaters in their desperate search for victims, and the hundreds still missing in the worst flooding Europe has seen in a century. Days of rain sweeping away cars, destroying entire towns, and cutting off villages. Helicopters rescuing the stranded. Firefighters standing on top of their truck, reaching for trapped residents. South of Cologne, a massive landslide taking out homes in the city of Blessing. I want to give you a sense of how strong that current was when it came through Euskirchen here. You can see the pole left leaning, the high water picking up all sorts of debris, including this car. It's been left destroyed. And look at the windshield. Smashed. The mirrors have also been knocked off. And right now, it's resting against this tree. Just an absolute mess here. In Zimzig, 12 people died at an assisted living facility for the disabled. And in the devastated town of Fliesheim, we met American Vincent Stevenin. He says the water was chest high at one point.
Got yourself lucky to get out of here alive compared to Hurricane Katrina. I mean, everybody here has lost everything.
The dramatic rescues and scenes of devastation playing out across Western Europe. In Belgium, this barge breaking free and sinking in the floodwaters. Rescuers using sledgehammers to break through a wall and carry an elderly woman to safety. At least 20 are dead just in Belgium. The numbers expected to rise across the storm zone.
It's extraordinary images coming in tonight, Marcus Moore, in Western Germany. And Marcus, we know there have been reports of more than 1,000 people missing at one point. Any more news tonight from authorities on the search for the missing?
Well, David, tonight more than 100,000 people are still without power and phone services are down. And in this part of the country, cell phone signals are often spotty. So, David, tonight, the hope is that many of the people who are unaccounted for are actually alive and well. But there is real concern that as the water starts to recede, searchers will find more bodies.
David, all right, Marcus Moore on the scene in Germany for us. Marcus, thank you. Back here at home tonight into the extreme weather in this country, the record-breaking heat and the fires of the West, potentially record-breaking high temperatures again this weekend in some places, the fourth heat wave in 5 weeks. Idaho and Montana are expected to break records. The heat fueling more than 60 wildfires, the flames from California's Dixie Fire threatening power lines tonight. Flash flooding already in Peoria, Illinois. Flash flood watches in effect tonight from Ohio across to the Northeast, all the way to New England. We'll be watching it. In the meantime, we turn next tonight to that new video of NFL star Richard Sherman. Authorities say
many sinkholes that's in Florida, building one of the sinkholes, And we got all over America, we got different things that's going on. We got fires, we got earthquakes in Illinois. But God is able to bring us around. This is the $1 trillion flow night. In the $1 trillion flow, your business got to go forward. As we reach out right now in Florida, they got sinkholes they ain't telling you about. And it's dangerous because it's always can come up to Minnesota, Illinois, Texas. Sinkholes are being revealed. And they're being revealed quick, fast, and in a hurry. I prophesied 7 hurricanes coming to Florida, and the earthquake they're coming. The floods, the storms, the floods in the Midwest, the fires in some part of Ohio, some part of South Dakota, parts of also the fires in California. Global warming that's going on. But I want to say to you, know yourself, be yourself, free yourself. Know yourself, love yourself, and free yourself. When you love yourself and know yourself, you can. Ain't nobody can walk in your shoes today. So the money, I'm praying for Kim, you and your family. I'm praying for them, your mother, your sisters, your aunties. I'm praying for them. I'm also saying happy birthday to all of them have a birthday today. I want to say happy birthday to everybody. And I want to say to you, I'm going to get ready to tell you, in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, this is Bishop X coming to you live. And you know, some of you ain't caught up with when I said Bishop X. And I told Rem Coleman, God Bishop, Bishop X. I dropped that slave name and to get a name that will God Bishop. So I'm working for God all the way. And I just want to say to you that's going through some things, I'm praying tonight for every letter to be opened up. We come on 5 days a week. Well, we have walked 100,000 miles in these shoes and in our blackness. And I just love this young man that's singing this song. And it's going to be one of my theme songs. You got to love yourself, woman. No makeup going to do it. No eyelashes. No breast abduction. The stuff you do, it ain't going to work. You got to love you for you.
You got to like me. I like myself. You ain't got to love me.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And I will always love you, and you keep that, you keep this in your spirit. Keep it in your spirit. God loves you, woman. Man, God loves you. And out of love comes healing. Out of love comes money. Out of love comes success. You have to love what you're doing and love where you're going. If God give it to you, then give it to nobody else. You have to work what God give you.
Anything your heart desires, my God's gonna see it.
God bless you tonight. Whatever you might be doing, Father God will come at this hour to touch every man, every woman. Father God, open up that financial door, that jail door, that family, the lost, the loved one. God, we ask you to touch right now. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, we thank you for your healing power. God, we thank you for your love. Touch that boy, touch that man. Somebody's down and out. Touch him. Father God, know that you're able. There's no sorrow in heaven cannot heal. Touch right now. It's ours. The $1 trillion flow. Open up that financial door. That new house. New car. Father God, the money to pay the bills. God, I know that you're able. God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. God, you never left us alone. We thank you. We thank you this evening. We thank you this morning. God, we thank you. Glory, hallelujah. I see God's blessing. I'm getting revelation now. Somebody's getting healed in their heart. Somebody's getting healed in their brain. Somebody's colon is being healed. That swollen ankle, leg. God is blessing right now. Oh, God, that financial blessing you need to close that deal. That loan going to come through. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I decree your financial breakthrough. I decree your healing this morning, this evening. Whatever hour that you download, I decree that God break the earth. In all their ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your path this evening. Yes, I'm praying for you, you and you. Yes, God is going to fix it. I can't fix it, but God can fix it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I see the blue from you, and I think I see trees of green. Red roses, I see the blue from you.
I'll move, cause come back, come along if you feel like happiness is true.
I want to say happy Tuesday once again, y'all. Say that thing one more time, brother. If God is grabbing, the band's gonna be in, y'all. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, brothers. Yeah. Put your horns. If God is grabbing.
This is June 10th. I'm
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
from LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. Houston. $1 trillion. New Orleans. Bill Street. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion flow. Over enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich, made for us to be brilliant. People of color, people of color. You ask not, you have not. We ask it for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow.
We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Duchamp. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that. Up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. Is 100%. You 100% real. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your ass. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. World is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California.
How are you going to communicate with the people that work, but you will not bless you, God bless you, God bless you. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, huh, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all, when it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine, oh, me. I need a light tonight, tell him shine. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. Let me say, come on. Shine. Oh, me. Y'all hear me one more time?
Much more difficult today than it was 5 or 10 years ago. For about a decade, or maybe 12 years, we've struggled all across the South in glorious struggle to get rid of legal overburden, segregation, and all of the humiliation that surrounded that system of segregation. In a sense, this was a struggle for decency. We could not go to a lunch counter in so many instances and get a hamburger or a cup of coffee. We could not make use of public accommodation. Public transportation was segregated. Often we had to sit in the back in transportation, transportation within cities. We often had over empty seats because sections were reserved for white folks, not have the right to vote in so many areas of the South. The struggle was to deal with these problems. Now, certainly they were difficult problems. They were humiliating conditions. By the thousands, we protested these conditions. We made it clear that it was ultimately more honorable to accept jail cell experiences than to accept segregation and humiliation. 5,000 students and adults decided to sit in at segregated lunch counters to protest conditions there. When they were sitting at those lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for the best in the American dream, seeking to take the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Many things were gained as a result of these years of struggle. In 1964, the Civil Rights Bill came into being after the Birmingham Movement, which did a great deal to subpoena the conscience of a large segment of the nation to appear before the judgment seat of morality on the whole question of civil rights. After the Southern Movement in 1965, we went to the Voting Rights Bill. All of these things represented strides. But we believe that the struggle today is much more difficult. It's more difficult today because we are struggling now for genuine equality. Much easier to integrate a lunch counter than it is to guarantee a livable income and a good solid job.
Until the Babylonian exile. It was then that the priest and the Levites, who found themselves in the throes of a dilemma, in a crisis. I see Mrs. Ollie Mae Patterson over there, my daughter Irma's mother-in-law. They found themselves in trouble. And it's a funny thing that most people don't think too much about God or themselves or their destiny until they get in trouble. So when they were carried off to Babylon by the conquest of Nebuchadnezzar and enslaved, they did a very unique thing. They did not do what most of the people in this part of the world did. Usually people in that part of the world, in the Euphrates Valley or in the Mediterranean area, when their gods fell or when they were conquered by other people, they forsook their gods because they considered that their gods had fallen. But the Jews or the Hebrews did a very unique thing. When their nation fell, they didn't put it on their God. They said, we are responsible. It's our backsliding ways, it's our sin that have brought this calamity upon us. And what we need to do is to re-examine the law and the prophets and reinterpret them and synthesize them into a whole. Not only for ourselves, but for generations to come. I don't believe you're going to pray with me tonight. So that this passage that I have read in your hearing comes from out of this situation. Now, I want you to understand that the writer here is personifying the nation. And he's using great symbolism. Now, Jacob, who is called here, is a personification of Israel. The eagle is a personification of God. The nest that the eagle was stirring is a personification of history. He is saying, just as the eagle stirs her nest, fluttereth over her young, spread abroad her wings and protect them. Yahweh has done that in history for Israel.